60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your calls always welcome at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I have been charged with researching whether or not Tim Michaels actually served at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. So I'll have to get back. I got to read a little deeper. I'm going to like conservative sites, righty Wisconsin, stuff like that. Yeah, I want to get to the bottom of it. Jan, you ask a fair question. I think I was accurate, but you know, I'll have to get back to you. But anyways, let's get back to this topic. Donald Trump making accusations against the FBI that they're planting evidence. let me see if I can find from the former's, you know, angry rant on the Truthy socials, Dom. The FBI and other federal government would not let anyone, including my lawyers, be anywhere near the areas that were rummaged and otherwise looked at during the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the twice impeached former president wrote. Everyone who asked to leave the premises, they wanted to be left alone without any witnesses to see what they were doing, taking, or hopefully not, planting. Trump went on to question why FBI agents strongly insist on having nobody watching them and fumed that Obama and Clinton were never raided despite big disputes. There is no evidence the FBI planted anything during its search of Mar-a-Lago, which was carried out after the agency obtained a lawful search warrant from a judge who believed there was probable cause to believe there was evidence of a crime at the Trump resort.
Human asset inside the place with time and place and material, they were very specific. And you got to be specific. You got to be very careful. Obviously, in every case, Justice Department should be, but especially when you're going after a politician like Donald Trump.
And Trump so far has refused to release the search warrant that could provide transparency and into what the FBI was searching for. I find this quite funny, Dom. They're planting. But what he's really doing is planting the seeds for future violence.
Yes. No doubt. That's not funny.
I mean, this will be the inspiration of the next January-style violence against our nation, against our governance. I mean, that's what he's doing. He's activating the forces. Stand up and stand by. Well, he's doing it again, folks. And if he is indicted, if they come to get Trump,
and when? Away,
when perhaps, well, he's going to try and light that powder keg. Because that will be, I mean, he's
again, he's already done it. He'll do it again. Let's not pretend like this is the first time we're going down this road. We've already seen it. Now, it could end up worse than the last time, coming with those AR-15s and rifles and using the grenades or whatever else they had, you know, to the degree that they did not use it at the insurrection at the Capitol. But he's already incited the riot. He's already lit the match. So we have to absolutely expect that that is what will happen when Donald Trump gets indicted on any number of issues. Again, this isn't, you know, the looking for 11,780 votes. This isn't talking specifically about his role in the coup and the insurrection against our country and blocking the peaceful transfer of power. That's not what we're talking about here. Hell, in this particular case, we're not even talking about the civil case that he had the opportunity when accusations lobbed against him as he claimed political accusations from Tish James in the state of New York to explain himself, to defend himself, to show that he was right and she was wrong, and this is why he pled the fifth. So, I mean, any number of these issues.
They raided my Mar-a-Lago, my beautiful Mar-a-Lago home. How could I possibly expose myself to further persecution?
Well, I mean, you know, in his releases, oh, you know, when my family and everyone in my orbit and everybody around me is getting indicted and, you know, and harassed, quote-unquote, by you know, the FBI, well, maybe you hang around a bunch of scumbags, dude. Maybe you're hanging around a bunch of people that are, you know, like you, actively, continually, always, you know, breaking the law. And I'm not judging, man. I smoke weed every day. That's not, I'm not saying that some laws shouldn't be broken, but to do what you did and how you're doing it, come on, man. You got, and I expect if I'm smoking a joint, walking down the street and someone, a cop stops me and, you know, gives me a ticket for it. Okay. I did it. Yes. No contest. But, you know, he can't even do that. He had the opportunity to defend himself, to explain himself today to Tiss James, who he said is a racist, who is coming out because of these political vendetta against him. And he chose to plead the fifth and not defend and not stand up for himself or his business practices. I mean, it tells you everything you need to know in that one case, let alone the same philosophy in every case that he's facing right now.
Well, Dominic. I'm going to point out a reality to you and point out why your analogy is so bad once again. If you were walking down the street smoking a joint, theoretically, and you were ticketed by a cop, and I've known you for a long time, my friend, it wouldn't be your first ticket for such an offense. Sure. And in the state of Wisconsin, you could be charged with a felony.
Could be, and yes.
By that virtue, you could be thrown in jail for 1 year or longer. That's a little more harsh than being handed a parking ticket, right? Or a civil forfeiture ticket.
And you depends where like, it happens.
You'd run as fast as you could. You'd run. No,
it
like
depends where it happens. You know, city of Milwaukee, city of Madison. It is absolutely
you're
a $1
the
ticket.
Point, Salvia. You're
what is the point, Crudy? What is the point?
The point is, you would no more readily accept responsibility for that action if it had a consequence as great as going to prison than Donald Trump's going to. You know what I mean? None of us in our right mind would willingly just say, "Ah, oh, I did the crime. I got to go do the time."
Really,
I don't
dude?
Think so. I don't think you would.
So we were smoking joints outside in Madison recently, and the cops came up and said something to us. What would I do? What would I do again? Tell me again how that would play out.
Well, if the charge at the end of that ticket was a felony that would put your ass in prison.
Well, it's not, though. Not in Madison.
You'd run like hell and talk about
you don't.
Evidence.
You never listen. You never run. It's embarrassing.
Well, only because you wear flip-flops and you're slow. That's why I keep the Skechers on. You never know when you might have to.
Because you're so fast.
Crime. Hey, man, all I got to be is faster than you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
And they weren't there for him. They were there for me.
Stop crying, you sniveling ass.